Imagine, if you will, a fountain that consists of three pools, an upper pool, a middle pool, and a lower pool. And the upper pool pours over water into the middle pool, and then when the middle pool is filled up far enough, it starts to overflow and pour into the third pool, and then, of course, the water is pumped back up to the top pool. What happens when there gets to be some clog in that middle pool? Well, not only does the lower pool cease to receive water and be filled, and in fact it gets emptied because its water is being pumped up to the top, but then also all of the water that's coming from the upper pool into the middle pool flows over the side and is wasted. That middle pool can't receive anything more from the upper pool if its spout is clogged. But when it's running, it's a beautiful thing. There's a nice sound, it's so peaceful, it's beautiful. It was wonderful to see a flowing fountain. We are that middle pool. We are the middle pool. We are filled only because we receive from someone else, namely God. We are filled up with the grace of God. He gives us his love, showers his mercy upon us, makes us clean, gives us hope, gives us joy. He wants to fill us and fill us and fill us to the brim. And then we also extend the goodness of God to our brother, to our sister, to our neighbor, when we allow that which we have received from God, his goodness and mercy, forgiveness and love, to flow out into the lives of other people. But what happens when our filter gets clogged? Not only does our neighbor suffer, our neighbor doesn't experience the goodness that God wants to give them through us, the mercy that God wants to give them through us, the joy and the peace, and so many blessings that can come to them through us. But then also, we cease to be able to receive from God the mercies that he wants to flow, to pour out upon us, the graces he wants us to receive, even the forgiveness of our own sins that he wants to give us. We can't receive. It's like the water that pours and just falls to the ground, wasted, because we can't receive. Sometimes unforgiveness can be that clog in our filter. And we might look at that clog and it might seem like a huge boulder that's blocking the way. A boulder that we think would be extraordinarily difficult to remove. We don't know how to attack it. But sometimes, I mean, unforgiveness is one of those root sins that causes all kinds of other troubles. But sometimes unforgiveness is also the result of something else. For example, fear. What will happen if I let go of this issue? Sometimes it's the result of a wound, a deep wound that needs to be healed. Sometimes unforgiveness can be the result of an overdeveloped sense of justice. Well, I can't deserve that person. They don't deserve it. Why should I forgive them? They don't forgive anyone else, and they keep doing whatever is wrong. But that's not, of course, what forgiveness is all about. Joy comes with forgiveness and letting go of whatever inhibits that flow of grace in our life. God wants us to be so free. So let's look at our lives, and if there is some element of unforgiveness that we're trying to overcome, We'll bring it to the Lord. He can erode that boulder. He can crush it to smithereens, actually, and remove it completely. If we but invite him and keep bringing it to him and saying, "Here, Lord, take care of this. I don't want anything to block my neighbor's reception of your grace and your love, or my reception of your grace and your love."